Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here on Friday morning. We've got all of our regular Friday features coming up. Fly Jams Friday, Straight Outta Context, Nick D Show Spies, and You Big Dummy. All coming up right here on WGN. And 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to join us. And you can follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show. Best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nick D Show. So there's an organization that we talked about on the show before called the Chicago Spirit Brigade, and it's an organization that raises money and awareness for nonprofit groups. Bill and Wendy's producer, Jasmine Cooper, is a part of the group, and we had her on to talk about her being a part of the group and the events that they go to and the money that they are raising. And they are having a workshop and tryouts over the next 2 weekends, and you can check out ChicagoSpiritBrigade.com. The president of the Chicago Spirit Brigade is going to tell us all about the organization and these events. April Friedman Hurwitz is with us. April, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks, Nick, so much.
Yeah, of course. Tell us all about the Chicago Spirit Brigade and give us the history on it and what it does and all that.
So we are about 16 years old, and we are an all-volunteer organization. We are a performance group made up of cheerleaders, dancers, and flag twirlers. And our mission is to raise money for local beneficiaries in the Chicago area that support life-altering challenges. And I think one of the greatest things about our organization is we get people who love to perform, and then we get the opportunity to donate a lot of money to our local organizations.
And the events that you go to many events. I believe the last time that we talked about the organization, we talked with Jasmine about it, and you guys made an appearance at the Pride Parade.
Yeah, and then after the Pride Parade, we were at Edgefest, which is in Edgewater, mm-hmm. and then we were also performing at Market Days, which is in Boys Town.
Now, and so how many people are in the organization total?
So we have about 40 people, and if you include our board members and volunteers, it can range up to about 50 people.
Mm-hmm. And you split up into groups. Explain the entertainment of what you guys do, because I know you cheer, you dance, you got all kinds of things going on.
Yeah, so what we like to call it our mega routine.
Okay.
And we have, it's fun. And we have different sections for the dancers, the cheerleaders, and the flag twirlers. And then sometimes we'll also mix in the different abilities together. And we do that in the intro, we do it throughout the mega routine, and then we do it for a closer as well.
Oh, that's great. And you guys, how do you get involved in the functions that you go to? The various functions.
So we have a lot of longstanding relationships with the street festivals and the Pride Parade. We're also at the Halloween Parade and the Thanksgiving Day Parade. We also have some one-off events where people can reach out to us and we can perform at fundraising events, at galas, and we also love to rally at a lot of the walks and runs that they have over the fall and winter.
Oh, okay. All right, so it's a year-round thing. It's not just for the summer.
Oh, no, absolutely. The summer is probably our main performance season, and that's where we debut and we perform the mega routine. But we are performing and practicing throughout the year.
Okay. And tell me about the spirit buckets. This is the important thing. This is one of the important things about it.
This is very important. So we have our red spirit buckets at all of the events over the summer, and this is where we collect the money from the crowd after we've performed. And what's really amazing is that 100% of what goes into the bucket goes to our chosen beneficiary.
That's really great. Over the years, who have been some of your beneficiaries?
So recently, we have raised money for NAMI, for Lakeview Pantry, Edge of Orion Theater, and we've also worked with Friends of the Elderly. There's so many to name.
Yeah.
I could probably keep going on.
Right. So many, many, many organizations.
And what we like to do is not just focus on one type of organization. We like it to span pretty much all across the different types of organizations that raise money in Chicago so that we're hitting all of the different communities.
Sure. That's really great. That is really great. So do you have a lot of fun being a part of this?
Oh, I have a great time. I wasn't able to perform this year, but I'm coming back, and I'm just so excited for it because basically I get the opportunity to perform, which is something I love, and on top of that, I get to raise money for great organizations.
Yeah.
You really couldn't ask for anything better.
April, what's your background before you got involved in Spirit Brigade?
So actually, I was an attorney in California, and now I'm actually in nursing school.
Oh, you're in nursing school now. Oh, okay.
I am.
Okay, good for you. Well, let's talk about the workshop and the tryouts that are coming up. Tell everybody, give everybody about the details on that and how they can get involved if they'd like to.
Okay, so our workshop is this Sunday, September 23rd, and it's going to be at the Peterson McCormick Boys and Girls Club, and it's on Sheridan, and it's from 1 to 4. Now, at the workshop, what we'll be doing is teaching people a dance routine or a cheerleading routine, which they will later perform at the tryouts, which is the following weekend, September 30th, at the same location and at the same time.
Mm. And what are there qualifications that have to go into it?
Really, what we're looking for is dedication and heart. Our main focus is the fundraising. So we want people who are excited about fundraising as much as they are excited about performing.
Mm-hmm.
We have people who have years of dance experience, years of cheer experience, and then we have people who are coming to us without any experience. So it's really about us seeing how much you want to be there, mm-hmm. and what you can offer to the organization in terms of spirit.
Okay, and now on Sunday at the workshop, you guys have two portions that you're going to train people on and get them familiar with. You got the cheer portion. What's going to happen there?
So here we're going to teach people some basic stunting skills. There will also be a cheer dance, and I believe we'll do some motions as well.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of just like your basic and typical cheer movements.
Mm-hmm. And then the dance portion, you guys are going to have people out there for workshopping that as well.
Absolutely. So our dance coach has put together a small routine that they'll learn and then perform for us in small groups so we can see everyone and how they do individually.
If people can't attend the workshop this Sunday but still want to try out, can they do that?
Yeah, absolutely. We're actually going to have kind of a review workshop before the tryouts on September 30th.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And so what we'll do is have some people reviewing the routines that we've already taught the week before, and then they're able to audition with that.
Okay. All right. So this is all, the workshop is this Sunday. It's from 1 to 4, again, at Peterson McCormick Boys and Girls Club on Sheridan, and then the actual tryouts are next Sunday, the 30th, from 1 to 4 p.m. at the same location. Now, you mentioned that you are returning to performing. What do you do? Do you do cheer? Do you dance? Flags? What do you do?
So originally I was cheer, and this year I'm actually going to be one of the dancers. And possibly also flag twirling, because I really enjoyed that the last time I did it.
Mm, okay. And now with the stunting stuff, do you guys do the routines where you're throwing people way up in the air and catching them and things like that?
Absolutely. What's great is we always have different routines. We're always pulling in new stunts that people are trying. And it's great for all levels because you can be a super experienced cheerleader and we will be able to choreograph for you. And then we'll also be able to choreograph for people who have less skills.
Oh, okay. Now, how often do people jump from different groups? Some people do some cheer. Do they go back? I mean, do people do multiple things?
So we ask that people are, especially for their first year, they're going to have kind of a home squad. Now, occasionally you'll have some people who go from cheer to dance or from dance to cheer, but usually people fall in love with the squad and they stick to it.
Okay. Oh, so they stay. They may bounce around, but there's a preference and they stay with what they like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then for each season, you choose a squad. So
oh, I see.
Season,
okay.
You're going to be committed. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. That's cool. And then, when we had Jasmine on, we were talking about this fundraiser that you guys had because of your insurance costs, because you guys do some really athletic, routines. How'd that go?
Oh, it went great. We had, I think she was talking about, the one at Chipotle, and we had a great turnout for that. And so we were really excited.
And it turned out well. And the insurance issue here, how big an issue is that? Because, you guys do some pretty, athletic stunts and things.
So we have the insurance just to make sure that everybody stays safe. And I think second to fundraising, our second priority is always safety for the members. So we always have insurance, and we always ask that our members have health insurance as well.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Well, listen, the workshop is coming up this Sunday, and you can. There are two portions. There's the cheer portion, the dance portion, It's from 1 to 4 at the Peterson McCormick Boys and Girls Club on Sheridan. That's the workshop, and that's this Sunday. And then next Sunday, the 30th, is the actual tryout, the official tryout. So that'll be from 1 to 4, again, at Peterson McCormick Boys and Girls Club, 4835 North Sheridan. What are some other – do you guys have any upcoming events that you're going to be at soon? You said
– Yeah, absolutely. Our kickoff for this season is we perform with the call bar, and we do variety numbers there. And then we'll be doing the Halloween parade and the Thanksgiving Day parade again this year.
Great. That's great. Well, April, thank you so much for joining us, and have fun and at those events, and good luck with the tryouts and everything else.
Thank you so much for having us on the show, Nick.
Sure, of course. There you go. Abel Friedman Hurwitz, everybody. President of the Chicago Spirit Brigade, a really terrific organization that raises monies and awareness for nonprofit groups. And if you would like to be a part of the workshop or to try out for the brigade, this Sunday from 1 to 4 at the Peterson McCormick Boys and Girls Club, and then next Sunday is the official tryout at the same location, all from 1 to 4 p.m. They're a really great group. Look for them. They're going to be at a lot of events throughout the year, and look for them and give some money into those spirit buckets, because that's what it's all about. They're going to be entertaining you in different ways, and just throw some bucks into those spirit buckets. All right? All right, cool. We're going to take a quick break right here on 720 WGN.